It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. For the last 15 years, the NPR News quiz show Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me has been a weekend staple for radio listeners across the country. Hosted by Peter Sagal and featuring official judge and scorekeeper Carl Castle, the show is heard by more than 3 million listeners on nearly 630 NPR member stations, including WESA, on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. On Thursday, May 2nd, the program is branching out on the big screen with a high-def version of the weekly show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Live at select cinemas nationally. It features regular panelists Paula Poundstone, Mo Rocca, and Tom Baudette. I'm joined now by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me host Peter Sagal. Peter, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
Peter, explain what this cinecast is and why you're doing it.
Basically, we're doing it to try to appease my unappeasable ego. I just demand more and more attention. I'm like that. We're all like that in public radio, as I'm sure you know, Paul. What it is a high-definition via satellite cinecast of our show. We're doing it on a stage in New York City. We'll have a set. We'll have music from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We'll have regular panelists Paula Poundstone, Tom Baudette, and Mo Rocca. We'll have me. We'll have Carl Castle. And we'll have a special guest, Steve Martin. He's a banjo player of some repute. And this will be broadcast live via satellite. And can I pause here to say, isn't it odd that we have all this satellite technology and this is what it's being used for? Via satellite to movie theaters all over the country, including, as I hope you know, theaters there in the Pittsburgh area.
Exactly. And so are there things that you're doing from a visual standpoint that you might not normally do for the radio show?
Well, we're going to pretend it's in 3D. So every now and then we will rush at the camera in a threatening way, hoping to make people shriek. There's an old cinema, like the Tingle Vision, I think it was, from William Castle back in the 50s. We might do that. We might wire the chairs with electricity to give you shocks. Well, our show, and some of your listeners might have seen us when we came to Pittsburgh some years ago and did the show there with your then governor. People may remember that we're not perhaps the most cinematic of people. I have a face made for radio, but it is a lot of fun, our live shows. The main appeal, I think, in addition to this time to the music and the set and the film we'll be showing, is that we do a lot more stuff on stage than ever gets broadcast. And most of the stuff that we don't broadcast is fairly raunchy. So if this is sort of like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me After Dark. So if people, you know.
Like the old Playboy After Dark.
Exactly. That's the reference. Yes. It's like, you know, slightly more with our tie slightly loosened. Maybe this is public radio.
Well, there have been rumors that Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me might find its way to TV. Is this maybe a first step toward that?
No, this is, although you never know. I imagine if everybody in America is Trump's down, maybe this will start a movie career for us. Maybe this will be, you know, the next summer tent pole, as they say, is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Live. And I will be played by Tom Cruise.
I thought Stanley Tucci would be the guy.
Well, you know, basically what happened is, as we've been sitting here, I'm going, why not go for it? Why? People don't know what I look like, and at least they won't until the second. So why not dream big? And the advantage for Tom Cruise is he won't have to wear lifts. We're about the same height.
Do you worry that this event might take away from the pleasant radio theater of the mind that you've established with listeners?
I think the worst problem is everybody has this sort of pleasant image of what I and my friends look like. And once you actually see us, I mean, we're basically going to have to spend the first 10 minutes of this cinecast just killing time, because no one will be listening to us. They'll just be staring at the screens and going, my God, is that what they look like? And that's, you know, once you've lost that innocence, you can't get it back. And I warn people that if you want to think of me as, you know, whoever you want to think of me as, then you don't come. But if you actually want to see how we do the show and how much fun it is, and to see some of your favorite people like Tom Baudette and Mo Rocca and Paula Poundstone and Steve Martin and those people and Carl Castle, of course, live on stage, and you don't want to make a long trip to Chicago, this is the best way to do it.
But again, as far as a TV version of this, I know that you guys have had some sort of discussions in the past. CBS was interested, right? So,
yeah,
so where's
CBS
that going?
Well, CBS did a pilot with us, almost 5 years ago now, in 2008. And we thought it went really good, and then they showed it to sort of a random group of people in Las Vegas. This is where they do their testing. You know, they get people out of lines at the buffets, at the casinos, and they bring them down to their testing center, which is a totally fair way of testing a primetime television show, by the way. Random America, that's what you're trying to reach. And I think we discovered that our show is simultaneously too good and not good enough for TV. By too good, I mean, you know, we're high-minded public radio types. We're smart, we're fast, we're funny, more so than I think you'd find on primetime TV, at least in the game show format. And so they showed this thing to these people, and these people were utterly confused by it. They didn't understand who we were. They didn't understand who Carl was or why they would put the persons like me on TV. And that was sort of the end of our primetime TV career. But I think it's okay. We love doing our radio show. We get to do exactly what we want to do every week for the audience that wants to hear it. And I'm quite happy. And believe me, you know, I think America is safe from having to look at my face. Although I will actually be on PBS doing a documentary in the Constitution. So I imagine it's now too late. America will find out what I look like, whether they want to or not.
Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, it's been 15 years since you started Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And I'm curious what you think the secret of the success has been.
I think we get to say the things on the radio that most people just shout at the radio. And that's very important, I think, in public radio, which is often very polite and measured and restrained, as our listeners are. But once a week, we get to act juvenile and silly and hoot and guffaw and mock people who are much more important than we are. And I think people need that. I think it restores a sense of equilibrium to their universe, and they're able to go through the rest of their week being serious again. It's sort of the equivalent of like going into a big bouncy castle and jumping around for a while, and it sort of wears you out and lets you go back to your job.
And as far as the future of the program, what directions do you want to take it?
I think I'd love to get, you know, more and more interesting guests. We've been expanding into talking to like scientists and people who have really interesting areas of knowledge. We're continuing to do that. And, you know, I just want to continue to respond as sharply and as wittily as we can to the events of the events of news, because that's not getting any less weird. And we just need to keep upping our game.
You had a chance to participate in the Boston Marathon, Peter, and were a witness to the bombings. It's been a couple of weeks now. Have you had a chance to process what's happened to you?
I have. And basically, I think very little happened to me. I was near a very traumatic event for a lot of other people. And because I was near it, that gives me a certain perspective on it. But it's really, you know, as soon as I start thinking of myself as some sort of victim of this event, I was 100 yards beyond the finish line and thus 100 yards away from the bomb where it went off. As soon as I start to think of myself as being a victim of any kind of this event, I start to diminish the actual hurt that was done to the people who were really hurt. And I include the people who really saw it. I saw the explosion, but from just enough distance that I didn't see its effect. And I think about the people who were there, not only the people who were hurt, but the people who saw it. And that's a very traumatic event. And my heart really goes out to them. And other than that, you know, I'm just another American who was affected by this. I just happened to be rather sweaty and wearing running shoes at the time.
Well, we're certainly glad that you came back safe and sound. Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And again, this Thursday, May 2nd, the Cinecast coming to Robinson Township, the Cinemark Robinson Township at Settlers Ridge at 8 p.m. Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
It's my pleasure. And hello to everybody in Pittsburgh.